He's talking about a vaitla on Vav and Beis from Amr Rabbi Yirmi Ba'aba. Let's continue in the same sugya of Avida Gluye. Amr Rabbi Yirmi Ba'aba. Manole Yehuda Ha. We just said from Rav Yehuda this memra that a kain is demon to say, I bought it from Yisrael with the mum with it. Why? Because that's Avida Gluye. So Rabbi Yirmi Ba'aba said, how did Yehuda know that? I told it to Gidl. It's two pshat. Either Gidl is the name of a person, or Gidl means a Adam Gadol. So I told it to Gidl. The Gidl kava bedide, and Gidl told him. So he's saying, this came from me, this thing. And what did I say? This is what I told him. Neman Yisrael loymar bechar zen asat l'kayim b'mumay. You got the member wrong. The memory was that the Yisrael is Neman to say, I gave it to the Kohen of the Mum. And that's not Shver, because Yisrael is not Choshud. But how did you know the Din Avida Gluya? You got the halacha wrong. The halacha is a little bit different than you thought it was. Neman Yisrael is Mechar Zenas Abda Kohen Mumay. So the memory is Shal Pshita. He's not a Choshud. Lo Tzaruch Bekatan. The behema, when the Yisrael gave it to the Kohen, it was a little baby. The Higdal got bigger. Ma'od Tehmel Kimlei. He doesn't recognize his own animal anymore. He can't say, oh, that animal is my animal I gave it to mom. Because maybe he doesn't recognize the animal. Once the animal grows, 6 months later, it's a whole different animal. Maybe not Neman. Kamash Lon, you're still Neman. So it comes out, it's Machlekes in the Memras. Is it Yisrael's Neman or Bechar's Neman? And Yisrael Neman is much less of a Chiddush than, I mean, Kayin Neman. Either Yisrael Neman or Kayin Neman. And Kayin Neman is much bigger Chiddush, it's Avid Lagluye. And Yisrael's Neman because he's not a Chashid. Zog to Gemara that Basura Masuk Lish Dabas. So Basura, their Girs is like the second Lashon, only Yisrael's Neman. Pupadisa Lish Dakama. Behilkasok Afilk Lish Dakama, even a Kayin is Neman to say, I got it from Yisrael with the Mum. Why? Because Avid Lagluye. Now there's more to say a story about this. Rafram Pupumpadisa, Havale Bukhra. Rafram was a Yisrael, and he had in Pupadisa, remember, how did he pass Pupadisa? Like the Lishtakamba, that the Kayin's Neman. So Rafram was a Pupadisa, Havale Bukhra. He had a Bukhra, Yavale the Kayin Blay Mum. He gave it to the Kayin, Mamish clean as a whistle, no Mum. Ozal Shadda Bay Mum. The Kayin went ahead and put a Mum into it, and now you got to bring it to the Rav to make a Psak. So he decides he's going back to which Rav? He's going back to Rafram. Rafram sold him. You heard that Rafram had some problems with eyes that day. So Isaac Kameh brought the animal for Rafram. He said, check it out, I have a mum over here. On Malay, so Rafram said, how did I get the mum? You know, bring aid and say, you didn't do it. I'm like, no, Mechar is not the Yisrael, but mum. The Yisrael gave it to the mum. And who was that? It was Rafram himself gave it to him. So Arpasinulayna, he picked up his eyes. Chazia Vishikri, he saw the guy is one fat liar. He's cutting. On Malay, Lava Nodi Avitiloch, I'm the one who gave it to you. What are you talking about? I didn't have a mum. That other kind of story. Still, Rafa did not change his psak. Afilo achi lechosh lo lemilsa. He did not change his psak. Why? Because this guy is a special mechutzav. Hi, who the chutzav? Kulei mechatzifi. He's a special mechutzav. Zog Rashi, why? First of all, he put a mum into it. And secondly, he brought back the same Rav. He brought back the same Rav who sold him and told him Yisrael. And that's the guy who sold him. He said Yisrael sold him mum. Azam Mechutzav, he can't bring a riot. The guy is missing a few screws. There's no shaykhis. Don't bring a riot to other things. This guy is not the regular. He still could trust the regular people.
The cash is in the fact that he lied. I mean, he got caught, so there's no kashash.
What?
This is not really a disproof.
No, it was going to disprove the whole Avida Gluya, Svara, because you see, he even though it's Avida Gluya, he brought back the same, you know.
He got caught, so it's
I know, but even if he got
Avida
caught.
Gluya is,
no, Avida Gluya is a part in the person, but the person wouldn't do it because of Avida Gluya. He went ahead and did it. Even though he got caught, but he went ahead and did it.
Because of the outcome that he's
No, not the outcome, caught. It's because the guy wouldn't do it. So we're answering, this guy would do it because this guy's not 100%.
Why do you need that? Why can't it be that he's...
No, because I don't think it's about the outcome. It's about the person doing it. That's right. He's not going to do it. He's scared to do it. Like every migul, if you get caught, it's not going to be... That's not about it. It's in his far. Not if you get caught, Lamaisa. That's not when you get caught in a migul. It doesn't mean it's not a migul. The word is in the person doing it. Who's Sarua? Sarua means one limb is longer than the other limb. Now we know by Sarua... Does the kain have to bring a riot that he didn't do it by Surah? No, because it happened naturally. So who Surah, the also came there of Ashi. They brought a Surah in front of Ashi, the paskin there, it's a mum. Either way, it's fine. I don't have to ask him, did he do the mum? By kain, usually a chashid, Yisrael is not chashid. I don't have to ask the question. It's a bechar with the mum in, it's a very simple question. It's, you know, it's open shot case over here. No. But Dilma Yisrael, who maybe the guy walking in Yisrael, I have to ask if Yisrael a kain. Why? Because Yisrael brings a bechar, is a problem. I don't know who the ain't roiyim bechar Yisrael. I'm getting kainim. Yisrael can't walk in with a bechar unless the kain is with him. Why? Because he's scared that he's taking it for himself. If Yisrael walks in the paskin on a mum, we're worried that he wants to eat it himself. He's stealing from a kain. He doesn't worry. He doesn't care about stealing Yisrael. He cares about kachim. So he wants to get a heter to eat it. And but he's stealing from the kohen. Therefore, halacha is you cannot bring in unless you have a kohen with you. So here you should have asked him: is he a Yisrael or a kohen? Because if he's a Yisrael, he has to have a kohen with him. Amalei hachi hashta hasam. He needs a kachim mechutz leachal. The regular case, you're right. Uchayshus, why? He doesn't need kachim mechutz. But amoyin the kohen chashid. His chashid is stealing from the kohen. Therefore, he has to bring a kohen with him. Hacha here mechti yada dahai mum muvaku. The guy bringing it in knew it was a mum. So really, go to any three amaratzim and get a psak. Why do you come to the Rav? My time I see you come to the Rabbanon. So kvoidai the chacham, because I cover the chacham. A kvoidai the chacham loy avad avar asura avar. If the guy is coming to the chacham, he's going to be a ganev. He's makbid on bringing something to the chacham. Obviously, he's not a ganev, and therefore we're not worried about that. The guy is so worried about covering the chacham because he wants to see kachav b'chutz. He could have paskin himself. He didn't need a chacham. He brought it to the chacham. Vice dois, he was makban and covered the chacham, and therefore he's for sure not going to be over isek zela. So the mishnah vayita kol nemanim amumim meiser. This is all bechar. Bechar is chadir chashud, and therefore a kain is a chashud. Like upon him, he's not neman. We say Israel is neman, but kain is not neman. Meiser, which needs also a mum to eat it, and meiser behem is noyig by kahanim, levim, and yisraelim. And you also mum that you neman yourself on the mumim. My time is after gemara. The boy shall the mumim mikara. Because he put the mum before, you know, right away. He put the mum before he makes the mice, he give him mum. Zotar mi yada he nafak, which he doesn't know which one's going to come out number 10. The chite ma'apak le b'reish asara, that right before the 10th one comes out, he makes it a mum. Lo yivakim en toiv l'ram, arachmano. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to set up that the 10th one will be a mum. And therefore, you can't do that either. So what's the eitzah? Why in that man? Elo di b'reish asara ve mumim ve kuli edre. There's the eitzah. Makes a mum and he makes a little cut in the lip of every single animal. And then he wouldn't have to have a problem. A mice of hayman for a carb, and he could eat it. So therefore, since he could do that, there's no reason for him to lie, and he's dem on a mum that it happened by itself. Zok the mishnah vayter. What this is now? Let's say exception to the rule. Which type of mice? Eat it. No, regular. We have add a mum, you bring it as a carbon. With a mum, you eat it yourself.
So we should. So today, you should for sure do that before.
Make a mum. Right. If you wanted to eat it, the Papa Meister behavior, yeah. Zok to Mishnah Vaita. Bechar shenismas einoy. Now I want to talk about certain mumin have a different halacha. They don't need a mumcha. Bechar shenismas einoy. This is like we said, certain mumin are obvious. Even three amaratzim could do it. Bechar shenismas einoy. Bechar lost its eye. Shenik the other lost a hand. Shenismas ragle broke a foot. Harezi shachat apay gimel b'nei knesses. You walk into the shul. You show it to three guys. And it's good to go. You can eat it. Rav Yosi Emer, fill Yosham Chav Gimel, ain't a nishchal api mumcha. Rav Yosi argues, says you always need a mumcha. You cannot be samech on three people b'nei knesses, even when it's obvious. B'kam Tanakam holds obvious mumin can have three b'nei knesses. Rav Yosi says you need dafka a mumcha. Zok Tamar Avayt, Simoloi Rav Yehudu Nesuya, Tavar Mishpeh Rav Yeshua Malevi Amri. V'Amri Lan, some say Simoloi Rav Yeshua Malevi, Tavar Mishpeh Rav Yehudu Nesuya Amri. What do they say? Hataras Bechor B'chus La'aretz, which means Bechor B'chus La'aretz is something that's not brought for a carbon. It can't be brought for a carbon. You have to wait to get some mum. So he says Hataras Bechor B'chus La'aretz Apish Shloish B'nei Knesses. You can use three people from the shul, and Amarava Mumin Muvhakim. It has to be clear Mumin. Right? The Gemara, my Kamash Shalom. What's Rava telling us? That sounds very familiar. It's our Mishnah. Tanina, Bechor Shnisvus Einoy, Shnik De Yodai, Shnisvus Raglai, Harei Zuyah Shachet Apish Gimel B'nei Knesses. Armin says clearly, mumum of hakim, you know, three people from excess is good. So the Gemara, Yimah Sisav Havamina, B'chus La'aretz Fil Mumin She'ein Mumum of hakim. You would think in our Mishnah, maybe, if Punk said mumum of hakim, we'll see why in a second. But really, every mum is Neman Adei B'nei Knesses, three people from excess. B'chus La'aretz Fil Mumin La'adiyach HaKoyach Adei Rav Yosi. Maybe he's saying, by Mumum of hakim, even by Mumum of hakim, Rav Yosi needs Dafka Mumcha. So Kamas Mum Rava, no, that even the whole heter of three Bnei HaKnesses is only a heter by Mumin Mufhakim. By clear Mumin. Amrav Yudom, Rav Yirmi Ve'Abba, Sofak Shvei the Rav, and Sofak Ben Shmuel. Rav Yehuda says something from the Yehuda Rav. It wasn't sure if it was from Shmuel or from Rav. What's the memory he said? Gimel matir mes abachar b'mokim she'ein mumcha. Three people can matir abachar when there's no mumcha. Mike Mashlo and Tanina Reze Yeshachet al pi Gimel b'nei kesegreses. Even if he's mavamina mokim mumcha. Even makom mumcha, kamash v'lam, makom shem mumcha in, makom shem mumcha v'lay. So Rav is chash like this: that even when you have a mum muvah and you let it go three bais knesses, but if there's a mumcha around, you got to go to the mumcha. Only if there's no mumcha here could you go to it. Look at the memra; it says, "Gimel matiras v'char makom she'ain mumcha when there is no mumcha." But when there is a mumcha, you have to go to the mumcha. Like we just said before, it's kavod the chachon. You have to go to the mumcha. So we'll stop over here. Stop. Vav and bez the bottom.